Missouri Net News is presented by Drury University's College of Continuing Professional Studies, offering an accredited Bachelor of Business Administration online. Visit drury.edu/CCPS.
Senator Roy Blunt says rural Missouri is poised to benefit from growth, but must take advantage of the opportunity. Brian Houseworth covered Blunt's appearance Friday at Missouri Farm Bureau headquarters in Jefferson City.
Senator Blunt, a Republican, is seeking a second term in November. He says we could see the biggest economic driver in a long time.
World food demand doubling in one working lifetime. 35 or 40 years from now, the biggest area of commerce in the world will be twice as big as it is today. And nobody is in a better position than we are as a country to take advantage of that.
Blunt also told the audience that the Mississippi River will be more important than it's been in a century. Missouri Farm Bureau has endorsed Blunt's reelection bid. Brian Helsworth, Missouri Net.
Carrollton State Representative Joe Don McGaw says he's running for Missouri House Speaker Pro Tem.
You know, Speaker Pro Tem is a position that it's voted on by the entire House, much like the Speaker. If the Speaker cannot act, you're basically kind of the right-hand man, so to speak, of the Speaker.
McGaw represents Carroll, Sheraton, and Ray counties in the Missouri House and chairs the House Civil and Criminal Proceedings Committee. The current Speaker Pro Tem Warrensburg Republican Denny Hoskins cannot seek re-election to his House seat because of term limits. At $1.94 a gallon, the price of gas in the Show Me State is almost 20 cents less than the cost around the nation. Mike Wright with AAA says the price of gas is largely tied to regions in the nation.
Pretty much from Missouri south, gasoline prices are relatively inexpensive. If you go to either of the coasts, you're going to pay significantly higher.
Wright says gas prices in Missouri are typically among the lowest in the country. If you're flying Delta Airlines out of Kansas City or St. Louis today, expect delays. The airline has announced IT system problems worldwide. You're listening to news on Missouri Net. Nearly 64 years after he died in a military plane crash on the side of an Alaskan mountain, Airman Third Class Wayne Dean Jackson of Downing has been laid to rest. The plane's wreckage was spotted in 2012, and in March, the military announced it had identified remains as being Jackson's. Vicki Dodson claimed Jackson as a brother.
He's out of the ice. He's home. He's off that mountain and home. Yeah. And his mother is looking down. I know she is. His mom and dad, and he's home.
Tanya Anderson Dell's grandfather died on the same flight, and she's worked more than 15 years to see the recovery of the 52 men killed.
Our country preaches we never leave our fallen behind. And this is the truth. Speak to that, that they haven't left their fallen behind, and they're bringing them home one at a time, and they're giving them that same service had they given them 64 years ago.
Two Missourians killed on that flight have now received burials. A third man has family living near Springfield, still awaiting his identification. This is news on Missouri Net.